Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Sharp Betting in the Morning. Big day if you like a little 7-on-7 football. It's back. Remember when this was first starting and we had Sauter on and he was telling everybody how excited he was to be at Bellevue West and how they were doing this and they might have a food truck and they might have served drinks and stuff?
Yeah, then he got hustled.
Cam Jurgens was playing in it. But now it's like NEB Prep 7-on-7 brought to you by Battle Sports. We'll be over at Council Bluffs Lewis Central. And the mastermind behind all of this is Mr. Mike Sauter. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if that was the new Lil Durk or whatever that Shane was playing, but please don't play that again.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Lil Durk came out with a new album today.
Yeah, and it sounds a lot like the old Lil Durk, doesn't it?
So did Taylor Swift. She came out with a song overnight.
Damn right, yes.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why the Lil? Can't it just be Durk? Why does everyone have to have the Lil and Does in front of their name?
Because at once upon a time, they were kiddos, and they were dubbed a nickname.
Well, because then you couldn't just be Nas X, who came out with new music.
And Boosie doesn't sound as good as Lil Boosie.
Okay.
Would you like to be Lil Mike?
No.
Does that mean I need to be Lil Shane?
Yeah, well,
you are Lil Shane.
Oh.
Hey, how much work has this been, Mike? Are you glad today is here?
Actually, I will say this. The people at Battle have done a lot of work for this. And my job was to get the teams and make sure coaches are comfortable and handle that part. And then Battle is handling the logistics and the trainers and just all of it, right? So this week has been a lot of work for this event. I made it kind of a point to get to as many coaches as I could the last couple days when the uniforms came in, and I wanted to hand deliver those to people, so to every kind of coach. That I made a trip to Bennington and Ashland and Papillion. And
I'm a little disappointed. We're like one of the few schools that didn't tweet out our gear.
Well, there's only been like three or four that did.
I felt like I was seeing it a lot. Were those mostly just your retweets?
Yeah, probably.
You're like the king of branding, man. That's why I love you.
Anyway, so this event is great.
Yeah.
He
paid me a compliment. I don't know how to handle it.
Keep it moving.
I like being on edge my whole life. I'm Mike Sauter.
I'm not on edge. I just, I'm getting ready to go to the softball college skills camp this morning. Then maybe try and catch a basketball game before the 7-on-7.
Are you going to Papio South?
I'm going to try and maybe run over there, but I'm sitting in the parking lot at La Vista City Park right now for a college skills camp, softball camp. Which I went to last year. I kind of liked it. So,
who's putting it on?
This, I believe it's just it's at Papillion La Vista's field, so home field. So I know last year, like, there were coaches from all over that were instructing, like Rhonda Rouvelle was here. Every coach from around here was participating in it. So if I remember correctly, last year it was pretty good. Like, it was in Millard last year, but this one's pretty good. There's a morning session and an afternoon session, so obviously I can't be at the afternoon session.
Hey, so
but 7-on-7 this afternoon is going to be pretty cool. Like, we want this experience to be the best 7-on-7 experience that anyone around here has seen around here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, kids that go travel and do that, we're not going to be able to compete with that. But we want the experience to be the best 7-on-7 experience that coaches or kids or people have seen in this area, meaning like tri-state area, whatever, this kind of region of the country. That's the goal today. And so, you know, doing little things like dropping off uniforms at coaches' houses and stuff, hopefully kind of goes a long way in that.
What's give us an idea of some of the teams that are, or how many teams and some of the schools that are going to be represented.
Yeah, so, you know, bringing it back now after after it didn't happen, what was that, 3 years ago, I was told that didn't want to do it anymore. So bringing it back now, I wanted to start slow. So we have 16 teams. I invited 20, and we have 16. 16 was the goal all along, to just have four pools of four teams. So we have Westside, Gretna, Bellevue West, Prep, Miller South, and then we have Ashland, Greenwood, and Central City, and basically all the OPS schools except for Burke and Bryan are in it.
Coach Ryan just want to get his guys ready?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I asked.
Not Coach Ryan, so. I'm sorry. We just got him from
Pavlik.
Yeah, Coach Pavlik. Coach Ryan is over at Westview.
I think that was it. So, I mean, I asked Coach Ryan at Westview too. It's fine. Like, we got it. But, you know, Platteview's in it.
Which was pretty cool. They tweeted out their gear too.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's gear is pretty, I think they're pretty cool. I mean, that's what happens when you ask if, you know, do you guys like this before it gets ordered and stuff like that. So, it's pretty cool. I love the format where today's pool play, tomorrow is the tournament, the championship game, if you will, scheduled for 4 o'clock tomorrow. And thank goodness the weather couldn't have cooperated any better or more than what it did today. So, today and tomorrow, it looks like. So, I'm excited to bring it back. I'll say that. It's been a lot of fun. And with the help of Battle, again, they're just kind of doing what they do, battling it up, if you will. And it's going to be cool. There's actually going to be four referees per game instead of your standard two. The scoring system is a little bit different. The defense can actually score, all of that stuff. So it should be pretty exciting, kind of fun. People should come check it out. I don't even know if we're taking admission, honestly. So, and if it is, it's probably a couple bucks.
Hey, so here's the cool thing, though, is I actually like the fact that there's a lot of versatility in teams. You know, like I was looking at our schedule Tuesday or whatever when you shot it out, and we've got Northwest, Omaha North, and then Central City. It's a cool deal for people that like multi-sport athletes because, you know, just like, for instance, with Central City, you'll get Naden Zickman, who's a really good football player, and at some point in the 2024 class will be held in really high regard in hoops too. Like, how'd you broaden the scope so much?
I kind of went back to teams that I know like to throw it around, and I didn't want it just to be a Metro thing, right? Is Ashland now part of the Metro? Do we claim them?
Like we're moving out that way, and they're awful. They're god dang good, so bring them.
I wanted a handful of schools that were either C1, you know, C1, C2, or B kind of participating. You know, we have Bennington, like you said, Central City. I asked Aurora. He couldn't make it work. That's why it's kind of that way. And then I'm the one that put the pools together for pool play, and I try to make it as even as possible in each pool. So that's why you kind of see teams that are traditionally, I don't know, pretty good or supposed to be good or have better athletes supposedly. That's why they're in a pool, and then the pools feel pretty even to me, and I did it that way on purpose. So that it would make Saturday, the actual tournament part, probably a little more competitive as the day goes along.
So every game is at Council Bluffs Lewis Central, starting at 2:30, running through what? Last game will end at 9?
8. No, I think it'll end at like 8 today.
Okay. And then
the neat thing is teams will have, they'll either play a game, sit, and then play two games, or play two games, sit a game and play a game. So they don't have to be there
good.
All day.
Good.
It's just going to be in and out and kind of, yeah. I mean, they can hang out all day if they want. That's fine. But, yeah, it's at Lewis Central because I literally could not get a field really anywhere else than Omaha. So that's why we went to Lewis Central.
Hey, so let me jump over to the showcase because I feel like I sat next to you a few too often over the weekend. What'd you think? I liked the competition. I didn't love the competition, but I felt like Nebraska held their own.
Yeah, I honestly did better than I expected or anticipated going into the weekend. Now, the one team going 5-0 certainly helped, but even the games that were – there wasn't, like, blowouts, right? Like, no one got beat by 30 or anything like that. None of the three teams for Nebraska. I thought they showed well, really well, actually. My expectation was that it might be a little bit of a struggle, but it wasn't. So they came in, did a great job. I thought everyone played hard. There were some kids that tried to do far too much and didn't, you know, play within the system or within the flow of the game. Which those stand out, and that's not what you want to stand out for. And then there were others that played really, really well. We talk about it all the time, but Jaden Jackson shot the ball extremely well, and now he's on the radar of places that he probably wasn't before. Another one is Jake Brack from Scutt. He admittedly didn't have a great spring on the AAU circuit, and then he was kind of trending downward for a lot of people just based off of the spring. And now he's trending back up because he had a great weekend. If you would have told me a year ago or anyone that kind of pays attention to basketball in the state that Trayson Anderson, a kid who was asked not to come back to his AAU team for this year from last year, would have been the first player to have a Division I scholarship offer in the 2024 class, everyone would have thought you're crazy, but he is. So he had a great weekend and popped on the radar places. So it was pretty good. Like I thought it was really good. Now Nebraska didn't. I think we've talked about this, but Nebraska didn't have the younger guys there. Would have liked to seen that happen. Some of the 25s and maybe even 26, but at least some of the 25s, like an Amari Bynum, Chuck Love, those type of guys, Tay Moore maybe. But Nebraska purposely brought only the older guys because they figured that the opportunity will be there going forward, you know, for those kids down the road.
Let me ask you something before we get out here. Sharpie and I got in a great conversation on Monday. It started with, I think, Jalen Lloyd and – we're talking a little Malachi Coleman, Devin Jackson came up, and you and I talked about this with guys like, I think Caleb was the catalyst, but recruiting multi-sport athletes as coaches when folks assume that they're going to do something different or should do something different. Like, do you understand, like, the whole balance of, you know, only so many resources or not wanting to waste time or, you know, well, this guy's going to run track or he's not going to be a football player. This guy's going to be a football player. He's not going to be a bad. Like, do you kind of understand that whole dynamics? Because I think you should ultimately ask the kid. But, again, that's coming from a dad.
Right. No, I would say I don't fully understand it because it's hard. Kid maybe loves a sport more than what is probably their best sport or what their future is. I think in the end, this is what anyone that's ever asked me if it's a multi-sport kid, let's just say Caleb Benning, Jalen Lloyd, Malachi Coleman, doesn't matter. As far as college stuff is concerned, for me, if I was a parent in that situation, it would be the money part. Like, which one can I get more money as far as scholarship is concerned? Which one is a full? Which one's not? Which is partial scholarships and how much and where and what? Like, that stuff matters. It would matter a ton to me. If a kid is basically fit, like, I don't care, I'll do both. Doesn't matter. Like, in college, I could do either way. Haven't made a decision yet. Ultimately, obviously, I think it ends up someone's going to have to make a decision. But from a college perspective and recruiting, I think kids just need to do what they do and let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, got yeah, gotcha. Just try to maximize them both and see what attention you get?
Right, yeah. Just try and do both the best you can, and wherever the attention is, then you kind of, if you put yourself in front of enough track coaches or basketball coaches or volleyball coaches or softball coaches, but then you've also put yourself in front of enough football or basketball or track or whatever it is on the same side, and you feel like you've done everything. And then at the end of the day, when you look at scholarship offers or not, or different levels of scholarship offers, because, you know, FCS is partials and not, and, you know, different sports have partial scholarships. At the end of the day, which one is going to provide you and your family maybe the best opportunity after you're done with college financially is what I would look at. I mean, as a guy who's been paying student loans for years now, that's what I would probably look at the most.
Hey, good luck this weekend. I'm glad this is back. That was when your previous go around, it was a really well put together event that was, people had a lot of fun. So I expect more of the same. High expectations.
Yeah, that's fine. Bring on the high expectations. 5 years ago yesterday, Aurora and Baylor Shireman won this event. So
that's, yeah, not something surprising.
Yeah, that was they weren't bad. They were doing a lot of pitching and catching. They had some good players back then. I remember that. I was there
really
for the final.
C1. They're going to be really good in C1. Saw them on Monday. They're going to be really good.
Hey, how nice is Collazo?
He's nice.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. Mostic stole the show early. I felt like Collazo was better late, but it was, you know, they were trailing, but. Right. Man, don't let the body type fool you. He is nice.
No, he's a dump truck. And they got some big, tall receivers. Like they got some guys that look like a Nate Borkature, Austin Allen out there running around catching passes, too. Yeah. So Aurora's going to be really.
Was Noctegal a senior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really good program. Mike, thanks. Yeah. See you this weekend.
Hey, have a great weekend, you guys.
Yeah, see you shortly, unfortunately. Yeah,
it's Mike Sauter. The 7-on-7 begins later this afternoon over at Council Bluffs Lewis Central. You can find the schedule on Mike's social media page. Mike Schaefer, next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.